The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, do you know what every single saint discovered the more they advanced in the spiritual life? They discovered more and more how greatly in need they were of God's mercy. As they advanced, they did not think they needed His mercy less. They understood how profoundly in need of it they were. There is a spiritual principle that is entirely true in relation to mercy, and it is this. A person receives God's mercy to the degree that they believe in God's mercy. Why did the former not go home justified? Because he had little belief in God's mercy. First of all, he didn't think he had any need of it. But secondly, we know that he did not believe in it because if he had, he would have been merciful to the tax collector. We are merciful to the degree that we believe in God's mercy. And the latter went home justified. Why? Because in his littleness, in his shame, in his brokenness, in his sinfulness, he did not hesitate to beg for God's mercy because he believed in it. This morning, I have a funeral this afternoon, and so I was flipping through St. Faustina's diary, and I came upon a few quotes, words of our Lord Jesus Christ to Faustina, that I'll close with. The greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy. Our Lord would say to Faustina, speak to the world about my mercy. Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. And this is one of my favorites, and we can make it a hallmark for ourselves. He said to her, be imbued with my mercy. We can ask our Lord as we receive Him today, Lord, let me be imbued with your mercy. And one more. Most dear to me is the soul that strongly believes in my goodness and has complete trust in me. I heap my confidence upon it and give it all it asks.